Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're going to have to intro the show. Five decisions. I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart is worth throwing it down. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Unfortunately, the chaos continues out there right now, and I don't like these shows. I don't like doing these shows under these circumstances. I wish it was just like, hey, guys, we're talking about the NBA. Hey, we're talking about the National Hockey League. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we don't control the news cycle. And unfortunately, the news cycle is a pretty negative one right now. But we're not world issues here. We are game time decisions. So we're going to talk some sports. We've got NBA news to get to. George Kurtz will step up and in. And Kevin Walsh is on the radar as well. We've got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, who I can't hear right now, so we're gonna have to get that worked out, but we'll throw it to Cam right now. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening, Morenzi? You know, you said it too. I don't like enjoying these things under these circumstances, but you know what? We will talk a little bit of sports. There's been some breaking news too, all around the leagues. We talk about the NBA coming back. I know we already predicted this plan. NFL teams in their stadiums, that just broke too. The Tampa Bay Rays donating $100,000. A lot of things have happened in the last couple of minutes. And we hit a NASCAR race last night as well, which was good. Hit the exact their first and second. It's been a very, very long time since, you know, we've actually caught a break in these events and actually won. So that felt really, really good to put some money in the pockets, and hopefully we could keep the train a rolling. Yep. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit of NASCAR. We will talk some NBA news, breaking news there. We will get into George Kurtz. We'll talk to Kurtz about the baseball, what's happening right there. We have some breaking news with baseball. We'll talk to our boy Kevin Walsh from the basement. We'll see what he has to say about Blackout Day on Twitter, all the athletes coming together from all leagues, and just not across the United States, also across Canada, the world, everybody stepping up right now. And we also got some sports news to kick around too. It's going to be a busy week. You know, as I mentioned, I was telling Gabe, we got horse racing back at Belmont. That's kind of come on. Hopefully we can get our boy Lindsay and a couple others from the Meadowlands on the show, friends of the program, that could come and talk about the ponies. We got big races this weekend. So lots of things happening on that end. We're up in our backyard. Woodbine and some other world-class tracks are going to be opened up there as well on Friday. So things are happening across the racing world. Things are happening in the sports world. We will get to all these stories there too. And yeah, players stepping up right now, and you know, they've had enough. And interesting development too, you know, when NFL commish Roger Goodell came out and talked about, yeah, you know, we got to do something. And today, Kendricks and Barr of the Minnesota Vikings say, like, what? Like, what's your specific message? What are you talking about? Like, can you be more specific? You know, not just a generic answer. So a lot of these guys kind of calling out the commissioner of the National Football League and saying, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to work this out? How are we going to improve things? And, you know, they took their shots at Commissioner Roger Goodell right there and basically say, you know, times need to get better, times to improve. Right now, it's only, you know, the early evening. And as Gabe and I talked about this, the crazy stuff happens at night. So we're praying that nobody gets hurt tonight. We're hoping that the protests are peaceful. We're hoping that all these things can go ahead. Yes.
Fortunately, everything has been peaceful. All right, we want to welcome all of our radio affiliates right now. I am Gabe Morenci. You are listening to Game Time Decisions. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, George Kurtz is going to step up. And then Sports Grid's very own George Kurtz. We've got Kevin Walsh going to join us as well. Unfortunately, similar to yesterday, it's a difficult situation to be in. You know, we want to talk about sports. We want to have fun on the program, and you know, this show isn't World Issues Decisions. It is Game Time Decisions. And last night we had a pretty good Game Time Decision as well, as we gave you Noah Gragson at the last second for the Xfinity Series. And you know, that's just our luck. It's sort of like when me and Cam owned a horse, Conflict Diamond. The one freaking time we won a race, we weren't actually there. So the one time we won a race, we weren't there. And then last night, we went in Xfinity Series, but I was busy watching, you know, the protest, and if you want to call it that, in the late night hours. But it was nice to be on the right side of a win last night at 12-1 as well.
Good call.
A nice little bump for the account. Boom, 12-1 hits. So we'll, you know, hopefully we can keep our little NASCAR run going right now, because God knows, Cam, we had come close. We deserved a break, actually, but it's crazy. I saw it like immediately after. My Twitter lit up. Hey, Morenci, we won. We won. And it was one of these deals where I kept on telling Cam throughout the night. I was like, yeah, Gragson, he's leading, but there's 65 laps left. Oh, you know? and then Algier took over. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to finish second again probably. And then, boom, Gragson actually gets into it with his teammate at the end. But hey, it's better to be lucky than to be good. And you got to be good to be lucky. So we cashed a ticket. Right there. So George Kurtz going to step up. And we've got NBA news, guys. And, you know, I find it curious because they're going to be voting on Thursday. And I don't think the NBA is tone deaf enough to actually have a press conference on Friday and say, hey, guys, we're back and we're playing. But if they do, I would expect the NBA to make a massive donation, have some sort of,
good call,
I don't know, commission, or, you know, the NBA tries to be a pretty social league, at least in America. They didn't care about Hong Kong too much, actually, but that's another story. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man, we gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
right, game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Renzi. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, George Kurtz, Sports Grid's very own is going to step up. And we're all about the grid today as we follow the legend himself, Scotty Farrell. We got to get Matt Perrault back on the show as well, talk some UFC. We've got Kevin Walsh going to join us a little bit later on. So as I stated off the intro, listen, I've been doing these shows for like 18 years now, guys. And, you know, we've almost seen everything, but not really. Nothing like 2020 before. We're not even at the halftime show yet of 2020. So it's a tough spot. It actually is. Like, it's hard to watch protests during the day, peaceful protests during the day, and then violent stuff during the night. And there's nothing peaceful about it. And they're not trying to send any message to the people that are out there at nighttime. Like we said, nothing good happens after midnight, as we always talk about. Yet, you know, and we're in the middle of this pandemic right now. And even with everything that was going on with the pandemic, I was very, very, like, excited about, oh, the NBA is coming back and there's going to be an announcement next week. And it looks like that's continuing, actually, Cam. Although I do wonder, you know, like I said, I think, you know, George Floyd's funeral is on Friday or so. You can't have a press conference saying we're playing basketball. Like, right now, it's just basically everything is just turned upside down so much. But nevertheless, the plan is in place, guys. It's pretty much set in stone right now. They're starting July 31st. There's going to be 22 teams brought in because, as Cam predicted, they want to get Zion into the playoffs, evidently. I think Memphis and Orlando are getting screwed in this format. But nevertheless, and I believe they're going to play like regular season games, too. That's the part that I'm a little bit confused about moving forward, and I guess we'll find that out definitively. But we also know that the NBA Finals wouldn't be until, like, October and could end, like, you know, it's ridiculous. They would end in, like, mid-October when the next season normally starts. So, in other words, it really is, like, almost a new season, you know, when they're going to be in the NBA Finals. Like, players are going to be different. Some guys are going to be older. Some guys are going to be worse. Some guys are going to be better. It really is like a weird scenario that we're in. I thought they'd bang it off a little bit faster than this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Gabe. And when you really look at it, yeah, and you look at a lot of stars that, you know, you're like, oh, they really needed this break. And when they come back, you're thinking about LeBron James and you're thinking about guys that have a lot of wear and tear on the tires. But this is what's going to happen. It's what we talked about. What young guy's in the gym right now? What guy's working out every day, working on a shot instead of sitting back and, you know, taking it all in? There's a lot going on in the world, but some people are probably working on their craft, and we don't know which guys those are going to be, but I think it's a young player's game right now, and that's the thing. If you're going to play that type of basketball, that style, and then go roll right into it again, you know what I mean? A lot of these younger players are going to be making a heavy, heavy impact on their teams.
And so we've got a little NBA news, and the NBA news is good, okay? The NBA news is good. As you know, we talked about this on the show yesterday. And a lot of NBA players are pretty, you know, affected by this. They're out there protesting. There was talk. I didn't see the video, but somebody said they saw Kyrie Irving out in Brooklyn, actually, I believe. That Kyrie Irving was out there. So a lot of NBA players, their mind isn't even on the playoffs right now. So it went from the pandemic to this. Yet, you know, I want to be a little bit of an optimist and say, well, we'll have, you know, by the time July 31st comes around, right? But you can't imagine this. It's like nobody can see this coming. And, you know, it's just senseless. You know, we talked about it. I don't want to repeat myself, but, you know, violence begets violence, guys. And I'll never forget, Cam, once I was talking to a war veteran in Las Vegas, okay? One of these deals, you know, there's like homeless dudes outside, and I was watching a game, and I had money on a game, and I went out, and I gave a couple of bucks to these guys. I started talking to them, and we started talking about the war, and it sort of got deep and stuff pretty quickly. And, you know, he told me, he goes, you know, I was totally against the war. And he goes, I know it was kind of, and he said, you know, I didn't really, you know, I don't know what we were really there for. But then he said to me, he goes, but I'll tell you what, as soon as somebody starts shooting at you, and as soon as you see your friends get shot in front of you, then suddenly it doesn't matter why you're there. And unfortunately, it's the same thing on the street. right? Like, you know, people can have good intentions. Like, you know, we talked about a homeless guy's stuff got burnt the other day. Like, well, what are you proving in doing this? People's business is getting smashed. You know, it doesn't matter what. And then they're like, oh, well, you know, what color is the business? So it doesn't matter. Like, you know, the business owners aren't the ones that did this to George Floyd. They're not the ones. Like some person that owns a boutique in New York or Chicago or Sacramento or somewhere, they didn't do this, right? I understand people want change, but, you know, as I stated, during the day, it's peaceful. And I'm all for that. That's when, you know, like I said, you didn't see George Floyd's family out at 2 a.m. They do their press conferences at 2 p.m. They're not walking the streets at nighttime. It's just agitators, gangs, looters, you know, hangers-on. It's sort of like a joke at a party to some people. But the real movements go on. The real movements go on during the day. But it really is a tough time right now to just sort of separate everything and say, all right, well, let's play ball. And I'll tell you what, one thing, Major League Baseball, they're not ready to play ball right now. Because the news is good with the NBA. They're coming back. Yet, we've talked about it. Every time the players call the bluff, guys, of the Major League Baseball owners, the owners, like, move the goalposts. The owners don't like it. And I see here, players' offer reportedly not going over well with owners. Like, I don't understand. I thought the owners wanted to play baseball. So the players say, let's play baseball, Kev. And now the owners want to play 50 games. And the players, it'll take as long to get ready to play 50 games as it will to play 50 games. And then ended up making absolutely no money during the year. None of this makes any sense. You know, it's actually very disappointing. The Major League Baseball owners never had any intention of playing, I'm telling you.
That's the point. And that's exactly what I was going to say. If you really look at, you know, the players going to 114 and then we're having a counteroffer of one third of the season, you're like, that's not even close. And then Dennis Eckersley, who works for the, you know, the Boston Red Sox, and Ness, and one of their guys, though, can we meet somewhere in the middle today? You know, 80, 82, that seems kind of realistic. But when you come off with an offer of barely 50 games, that's so stupid. Like, yeah, you were worried about half a season before, and now you're going to shave another 30 off that. I got to believe a lot of these owners, they don't want to play the season. They just want to say, you know what, put this there. And hey, let's talk about the players and what they were going to do, Morenci. All-star game, we'll give it to you. Home run derby, you want it? We'll give it to you. All the extra things that you want. We're not above it. We want to get the game back. We want to make money. And I told you this a million times before, everybody. These guys can't bow into this. They can't give in, because in the future, guys who need contracts are going to get screwed if they listen to what these guys
you're
are
exactly
saying
right.
And play for pennies on the dollar.
No, you're exactly right. They can't void their contracts, guys. They've already worked under the collective bargaining agreement and the deals that they have. They can't, you know, the owners just can't tell these players, well, no, you have to accept this, because where does it stop? And we know for a fact, we're already seeing teams for the past couple of years, even the big teams have stopped spending as much money, guys. Okay.
Yes.
Look, the Boston Red Sox have been firing people. They're trading people. Why would the Red Sox get rid of Mookie Betts? Why don't they want to pay this guy? He's like 27 years old and one of the best players in the league. You sell out every game. You make money. They're doing the same thing with Liverpool that they own, right? Like these owners, and we know, like this is going to be the worst time to be a free agent coming out of this.
Oh,
because the
time.
Owners just say, "Oh, we don't have any money." They're going to lowball everybody off of this. And as you stated, if they lower the value now, then it just sets themselves up for more depreciation after the fact. So yeah. You know, I don't. But what I really wish somebody could explain this to me. Like, what are the owners getting out of this? Like, if you're the owners, why don't you want to play 114 games? Why don't you? And I like how they state, they said, 114 games. Well, there's a concern there'd be a second wave of COVID and they wouldn't be able to finish the season. As if you guys care about COVID. Don't give me that crap. You guys don't care about that.
I'm going to tell you something, Gabe.
I don't know what their motive is. If they could get money,
I don't either.
I don't get their motive.
I don't get it, but 114, you could just throw that out the window and flush it down the toilet right now. If there is going to be a season, it's going to be closer to 60 or 80 games max, what Eckersley said today. Time's a ticking. Time's a ticking, buddy.
Yes, sir. Time's a ticking. And Colonel Kurtz, we can't keep him awaiting, and we can't keep the update guy awaiting, i.e. Ken Stewart. Game time decisions continues. Bring it.
Thank you very much, Moretti. Sports fans, Cam Stewart with the Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want that edge, you got to get on the grid. The NBA picture becoming a little more clear. The Board of Governors has set a meeting for Thursday to vote on a formal plan to continue the season. Same as early reports, 22 teams would return to action on July 31st, and October 12th has been the latest possible date for Game 7 of the 2020 NBA Finals. That's deep. Starting the 2020 regular season is not considered feasible until the NFL and NFLPA reach an agreement on how to manage future salary caps. This from the NFL Network today. The NFL and NFLPA are prepping to discuss the cap, which is in danger of plummeting in 2021 due to the potential revenue loss stemming from COVID-19. Each team could miss out on somewhere between 40 and 80 million if fans can't attend the games. The league could see as much as 4 to 5 million total vanish, but new TV deals will need an influx of cash in 2020 and could cause the cap to strike again. One possible solution reportedly sees the sides to agree to borrow money from future TV deals in order to stabilize the cap in the short term. That would lead to smaller increases in future seasons. The 2020 cap set at $198.2 million and has increased by approximately $10 million each year since 2013. A judge in Florida 11th Circuit Court ruled that New Orleans star Zion Williamson will be required to answer some questions related to his eligibility at Duke during the 2018-19 season as part of an ongoing lawsuit filed by his former agent, according to ESPN. Williamson's legal team expected to appeal Judge Miller's decision. The ruling stems from accusation made last month by Gina Ford and Primetime Marketing that the parties are suing Williamson, his present reps, and creative arts agency for $100 million for violating an initial five-year agreement. While the U.S. is facing one of the biggest crises in more than 50 years, sports leagues and stars took to social media today with black screens with the hashtag Blackout Tuesday to bring attention to injustices all over the world. LeBron, Steph Curry, the forefront among NBA stars. In the NFL, Jets running back Le'Veon Bell and Eagles tight end Zach Ertz among the stars manning their voices. MLB stars Giancarlo Stanton of the Yankees, Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. NHL least forward Mitch Marner even stepped up. Protests also spread all the way to Europe as Man City striker Sergio Aguero voiced his support along with other international stars and MLB players. But Minnesota Vikings players Anthony Barr and David Kendricks not very happy, slamming Commissioner Goodall. Your statement said nothing. They said in their post today, the league is built on black athletes. Vague answers do nothing. Let the players know what you are doing. They added in ripping Roger Goodall. So that's happening right now. We also have some things happening. NCAA football, Navy and Notre Dame will not open up in their 2020 schedules with an August 29th matchup in Dublin, Ireland due to COVID-19. The 94th game of the longest continuous intersectional rivalry in the U.S. will instead be held for the first time at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland, with Labor Day weekend as a targeted date. Notre Dame owns the series 79-13-1 versus Navy. And some sad news today, Hall of Famer Wes Unseld has passed away at the age of 74. Unseld helping lead the Washington Bullets to an NBA title as a player and later coach and served as a GM for the franchise. He was named NBA Finals MVP in 1978. I'm Cam Stewart, and that's your Sports Grid News update, everybody. Now back to host Game Time Morenci on Game Time Decisions. Up next, our buddy George the Colonel Kerr.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions continue. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates out there. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing down a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, George Kurtz will join us momentarily. Kevin Walsh will step up and in a little bit later on in the program. So we talked about the NBA news. Looks like they're going to be going with the 22 team invite as opposed to all the teams coming back. I'm still like a little unsure as far as how many games they're playing, like the regular season and all this type of stuff. But, you know, so for the record, the NBA Finals, there was initial reports that the NBA Finals would be Labor Day weekend. That yeah. Was like, all right, we'll play, you know, the NBA Finals would be around September the 5th to like September the 9th or something, or ideally end September the 6th. And now they're talking about, you know, October the 12th. The game 7, they potentially could go all the way to October the 12th. And, you know, sometimes, guys, they start the season like October the 15th. I believe a couple of years ago, that was the earliest time they started it, was October the 15th. So it really is like the start of like next year almost when you're going to be playing in the NBA Finals. It's a unique situation, but, you know, there's a lot of real estate now as we see with everything that's going on in the world. All right, let's bring in George Kurtz right now. Sports Grid's very own George Kurtz, who George is not losing sleep over the NBA format.
Yeah, he's losing sleep about baseball, though, Gabe. George is losing sleep about baseball.
Yeah, and he's also lost his hair, too. I don't know, maybe that's because
he looks good. Yes. Yep. A lot of yard work, getting beat down.
Yard work, man. Yard work makes you lose your hair, guys, here. And by the way, I think the NBA next season is going to begin on Christmas Day. And I think the NHL is going to begin on New Year's Day with an outdoor game. That's my guess.
That's actually a great prediction.
How both teams are going to handle it.
It's a great prediction.
It's not a bad way to start the NHL season, you know. Or even a little bit earlier, you start Christmas, you know, or Christmas Eve. You know, Christmas Eve is a good time to start.
But NHL always takes Christmas Eve off and Christmas Day. I don't know if they're going to get rid of that. New Year's Eve, they're big on New Year's Eve. I can see that.
Mm. Well, you know what it is.
They're not going to begin until July 31st. That's August and September are done because of playoffs. It probably goes into October, just like the NBA does. So you're talking mid-October before the season's even over. So you got to give them at least a month, 6-8 weeks off, and now you're into mid-December.
Man, I brought up the NBA, and I don't know, like, very, very good at you, Kurtz. You just switch sports.
See, Kurtz is smooth. He's like a magician. He takes it his way.
Okay. Somehow, we ended up talking about hockey here.
We will.
We're gonna settle down, Kurtz. We were going to get there anyways, buddy. We were going to get there anyways. I said earlier, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul was one of the hub cities potentially on the list. I never thought they were, you know, that was really going to happen. But then there was Las Vegas. And all kidding aside, George, before we get to sports, there's just so much unrest everywhere right now. You know, it's hard to say, all right, we're going to be playing here, we're going to be playing there. The here and there are on fire right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many problems right now. We're here to talk about sports, but I'd be remiss of me not to ask you, like, holy crap. Like, basically, the world's on fire, George.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Listen, there are many more important things in sports that are going on right now, but you're right. If, let's say, if baseball had, they had worked things out and they were going to start in a week, would they be able to start in a week? So many major cities in the United States are having problems. A lot of riots, a lot of protests going on.
Yep.
Would the players feel safe starting? You know, so I don't think even if they were ready to play, this is all the sports, basketball, hockey, baseball. I don't think any sport would play or start up now anyway. So I don't think it matters right now until things settle down somewhere.
They would go right to the stadium because they know that that's where they would get, like, even if there was no fans. Well, the Yankees home opener, there's no fans, but there's a mob outside, right? And you know, it's a situation. Never mind the fact that, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now as well. You know, baseball, though, we've talked about this a lot on this show. And I said this, the Major League Baseball Players Association, they owe me pretty good. I've been a fan of them since day one. But it's pretty evident. And I'll ask you, George, what's the motive of the owners? And just for the record, too, there was some baseball played in Cleveland the other night as the protesters did get into Progressive Field. They did get on the field as well. But what is the motive of the owners not wanting to play 82 games or not wanting to play 114 games? I don't get it. Like, I thought they wanted, oh, we lose money. Guys, you get television revenue. You're going to make a lot of money from the World Series. Like, I legitimately don't understand their motive of saying no to everything that the players come back with, unless their motive is they simply really don't want to play ultimately.
Well, I think for the owners, listen, I think the owners are wrong here, but I think from their point of view here, they're trying to say, well, yeah, prorating is great if the fans are coming back and we're going to draw 30,000 fans a night. But since we know we're not going to draw 30,000 fans a night, or any fans for that matter, then prorating doesn't make sense. We need to come down somewhat. The problem is that proposal they gave to the players was a joke. It came down way too much. So they need to come off that. And I think the players need to realize, okay, we can't get 100% of our money on a prorator. Maybe we come down 10%. And, you know, the owners have to live with that. But you think about it, the players wanted 114 games. And then the owners came back and said, oh, we're only going to play 50. Well, you know, you divide those two in half, you get 82, which is what the owners wanted from the beginning. So I think they're playing this game too. I don't trust the owners. If they're going to lose money, produce the documents. I'm with the players there. Produce the documents. Prove to me you're going to lose money, and then we can talk. If not, this is all BS. Most of the money is made in television deals and the playoffs. And I get there should be a clause in any kind of deal as well that if the playoffs are canceled, if we have round two of COVID in October, November, whenever they're going to do it, and the playoffs get canceled, then yes, the owners need to be able to recoup part of that money. But the owners seem to want the players to take all the risk. You know, we want to make as much money as we always did. You're going to lose money, not us. And I think that's where the problem is. But also the problem is that these two sides hate each other. They just hate each other. The owners tried breaking the union in the beginning. That first offer they made was to, okay, let's pit the youngsters who aren't making money against the veterans who are making a ton. That's what they tried to do.
Excellent point, George.
All right, so, yeah, well said, George. So let me ask you, gentlemen, then. How much money are the Miami Marlins really losing? They say they have 10,000 fans a game. That's not true. They don't even have 10,000 fans a game. So how much money are they really losing by not having fans in the game? How much money are the Tampa Bay Rays really losing by not having fans in the game? 14,000. The Baltimore Orioles, 16,000. Pittsburgh, 18,000. Kansas City, 18,000. Detroit, 18,000. And, oh, yeah, a lot of these teams, like, willingly don't want to spend money, right? And a good thing, another thing is, too, like, when these teams spend money, like the Toronto Blue Jays are a good example. You've been to Toronto Blue Jay games over the last couple of years. They didn't lower ticket prices despite the fact that they let Stroman go, that they let Donaldson go, that they let Edward Encarnacion go, that they let everybody on their freaking playoff team go. They never lowered their – in fact, they raised their ticket prices after the fact. Like the Baltimore Orioles don't say now, well, you know what, guys, we suck. So let's charge the fans $5 to get into the stadium now. They don't do that, George and Cam. And you see this, they're hypocrites, the Major League Baseball owners. They're the biggest hypocrites in out of all these leagues. And not just this year, guys, but, you know, the future of baseball over the next couple of years from labor is going to be a real problem because they're clearly on different planets right now.
Oh, you make a great – remember, they still have to negotiate a new CBA. They're going to battle. We're going to hear about nothing but Major League Baseball owners and the Major League Baseball Players Association now for about probably 2-3 straight years. Because they have to negotiate a new CBA. That's going to be a disaster. They want all these pace of game changes and everything else. And they're going to fight tooth and nail over everything. If they can't settle now, think about it. You can't settle now during a pandemic, during where the country would love for you to say, hey, baseball is going to start. Let's get it going and really reap in those benefits. And they still can't come to an agreement. What are they going to do? Over the next CBA, where they'll fight over everything. You know, I think when it comes to this season, I do think there are a couple of teams that say, you know what, let's not play. But you still need 8 teams to really sabotage the season and make it so that there's no baseball. You need 8 teams to do that.
Ah, whatever. And I don't think you have it. We don't. You know what? We only need 2 teams anyways to play. Screw everybody else. The Los Angeles Dodgers versus the New York Yankees, 1 series. Forget everybody else. Seriously, are you in, Kurtz? I'm in.
Yeah, you guys are in.
It's like Lane Kiffin said. Ah, we don't even need anyone else.
It's beautiful.
Yes, exactly, Ken. East Coast and West Coast both represented. We bypass. We go right to the World Series. And it's the Dodgers and the Yankees. That's what was going to happen anyways.
Great World Series, Morenci. I got to ask George about something, though. Really interesting. When they broke it down, George, I don't want to rip baseball for one thing. I love the new 3 divisions of 10. People are going to think I'm insane. I think it's fantastic. From a geographical perspective, I know they got bigger fish to fry right now. But to Gabe's point, too, this is what I'm looking at moving in the future. I have a problem with the younger players getting screwed and taking less. And then when they are up to making real money, the owners go, see, you know what? We did it. We screwed these guys over then, and we could do it again. I don't like that. And why is it the player's fault if an ownership has, you know, me, Kurtz, and you? Say, yeah, we own a casino. We're in the restaurant business. We have some bad investments. How the hell is that the player's fault? They're already taking a huge shave. It's time for the players to go up to the owners and say, get bent, George. That's my take.
It's one of the greatest things the owners have ever done is that they always manage that the players take all the bad press. The players take all the bad press during one of these, whatever you want to call it, players to game stoppages. Whenever they fight, it's always the players who are greedy. It's never the billionaire owners, right? The guys who are still making tons of money. It's always the players. It's amazing how the public buys this.
It always enrages me as well. Oh, Le'Veon Bell is selfish. It's like, what, do you want the Steelers and the Rooneys to make more money? I don't understand that. Like, you're a Cowboy fan even. Like, Jerry Jones, like, has, you know, bought the most expensive yacht in the history of the world. He can pay the players. That's Zeke's greedy. Like, Chris,
The Angels. Look what the Angel owner did by not paying his minor leaguers. The guy's worth $5 billion. He won't pay his minor leaguers.
Kurt! I love it. We're in break.
I hate everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Gabe Thomason continues. Get on the grid at Sports Grid on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Sports Rage. Rage! Throwing it down with Cam Stewart at Cam Stewart Live. We've got George Kurtz throwing it down with us. And his point better be good because we couldn't shut him up on the way out there. Kurtz is getting fired up. But he is old, right? He's hard of hearing, Colonel Kurtz. I got it. Sorry, George. I'll speak up for you. Thanks, George. This
guy never stops, Frank Kurtz. This guy's the best. What's?
I couldn't resist, Kev. All right, so do we have George ready to go?
Yeah, I can't hear George. You guys?
Yeah, as if I don't hear enough old jokes from my kids, I got to hear them from you, too.
Well, you know, just saying. We're just saying. So as we were saying earlier about Major League Baseball, you know, listen, the 50 games is absolutely preposterous. So you want these guys to come back and play 50 games on a revenue split. So in other words, some guys, you know, instead of making $36 million this year, come back and make $340,000 and play in the middle of a pandemic. Like, I don't even know what they're doing here. And shame, as you stated, we talked about this as we were going out of the break, and it's something as I am Morenci, we're kicking it with Cam Stewart and George Kurtz of Sports Grid. You know, the Le'Veon Bell reminded me of it. There was Le'Veon Bell, say what you will, whether you're a massive Le'Veon Bell fan or not, whether you think he's worth the money or not, it's another story. But there he was trying to change the marketplace, right? For running backs and saying, you know what, we don't get paid enough. We need to get paid more money. I'm willing to hold out. And right away, the fans turn on him. They go right into, you know, whatever. I'm a truck driver. I work at Walmart and all that type of stuff. That's just the most ridiculous argument ever. And then what happened? Even his own teammates turned on him, George and Ken. Mm-hmm. Even his own teammates. Remember his lineman? Wow, he makes six times more money than I do. Yeah, well, you know what? He's better than you are, right? And you know, it's amazing that even the players turned on him. You know, Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, you got your money, Ben. Like they and he's the bad guy somehow. He's the bad guy somehow. You know, Melvin Gordon. You know, same thing. He tried to get more. He lost. Le'Veon Bell ended up winning the game. Melvin Gordon ended up losing the game, but. Look, Eckler came in and signed a deal after. There's always going to be someone else that's going to take the money after, and the players always end up looking like the bad guy.
I think a lot of it's because we know what the players make. I mean, you can look on any site you want. You can see what a player makes. We don't know how much the owners make. It's never publicized that, you know, Jerry Jones made $1.2 billion this year. We don't hear that. We know he makes a lot, but you never hear the exact figure. You know Le'Veon Bell and his contract. You know, whether he went to $13 million and he's over 12.5, you're like, oh, he's fighting with 500,000. Oh, it's so, and people get angry. Plus, he's hurting the team, right? Because, oh, by that 500,000 now, maybe we can't hire this player. because the cap, so fans look at it that way rather than, well, what they should be looking at is it's a business decision. It's his business, and he wants to make as much money as he can. And we all know at running back, they have such a short shelf life that if they don't make the money now, they won't make it later. Where a lineman can play 10, 12 years, not that unusual. A running back is generally going to get maybe a second contract. That's it. After his rookie contract, he might get a second, and then he's done. So that's why Elliott held out last year. I think you're going to see Saquon Barkley pull the same thing with the Giants next year because he has to make his money now. He can't let them take that fifth-year option where he doesn't get paid his cash. They might just run him to death, give him 400 touches, and see if they can burn his legs out now if they're not planning on paying him anyway.
Yeah, I don't, for the life of me, Cam, I don't understand why any stud athlete, like high school player, would want to be a running back going into college and then into the National Football League level, only because of everything that George just talked about. You basically get a crack at one contract. You know, you play for nothing, you're good, you become a star, you strike gold once, and then after that, they run you into the ground, and you try to get whatever scraps you can get from them after the fact. But, you know, you look at wide receiver, defensive back. Like, honestly, like, you know, if I was a coach or if I was a father who had a player who was a blue chip, I would tell him you don't want to be a running back. That's the position and the most devalued in the entire league. Look, Richie Incognito's still around in the National Football League right now. Running back, like, you have a longer career in porn than you do as a running back.
Definitely.
Like when you're 30 plus, you're a MILF. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're 30 plus, like, you're sent out in the pasture. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
there's people that like that stuff, Gabe, right? Some guys like small people. Some guys like older women. Some guys like maids. You're right. There's a niche in the marketplace. I agree wholeheartedly.
Kurtz, you like that analogy. You seem to be laughing at that one.
Very good. Strong.
You seem to know a lot about this.
Yes, we do.
I'm saying 30 years old. Like, you're done.
You seem to know a lot about this.
I agree with you. If I had a son, I would not be telling my son to play running back. Never. Yeah. Never would I want my son to go play. If you can't play quarterback, play wide receiver, play defensive back. Yeah. I mean, if you can run, go play DB or wide receiver. The only difference is if you can catch. If you can catch, you play wide receiver. If you can't catch, you're a DB. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You can run and cover. A DB can play forever. Until your legs give out, you can play forever. I mean, how many tackles do you have to be involved in? You know, you could be Deion Sanders and avoid tackling.
All right, so let me ask you then, Cam. Who would Cam Stewart Jr., or, you know, male or female, what sport, like, would you say, all right, no, you don't want to do this. Like you don't want your kid becoming a UFC fighter.
Yeah, UFC fighter, boxer.
George, like, no.
I got to say another one, too, even though I respect him. Rodeo. Those bulls can kill you. I think that's dangerous. Bad for your back and spine. That's, you know, good luck having sex if you meet the wrong bull. That's going to be tough. I would say if I had a kid, though, I'd tell him get into golf. That's the sport. At the end of the day, you could still make money. You know what I mean? You don't have to get beat up. It's perfect. There's no physical contact. You could still be the man when you're older. And guys like Phil Mickelson are still fleecing people. It's a perfect career.
Yeah, it's not a bad suggestion, George.
Yep.
Tennis is one. It's not nothing with physical. Good. Like see, tennis, you can play on, and if it's warm weather, you can play anywhere or indoors. So tennis would be something I wouldn't mind my daughters getting into. Soccer, other than faking injuries, right? Just pretty much, can you run? You know, can you run for 60 minutes?
Yeah, take a little pot shot, huh?
No acting classes here.
Soccer players are in better shape than you are, Kurtz.
Oh, they're in great shape. They run up and down all day.
Can you run for, was it 90 minutes?
Great cardio.
It's 90 minutes, right? So can you run? It's not physical. They're not going to get hit. I'm thinking of my girls. They're not going to get hit by another 200-pound man on skates going 35 miles an hour or getting into how many car crashes in football if you're a running back. Right? That's what running backs do. They get the little car crashes every time. Like nine guys piling on top of you. No, thank you.
Yeah, but you know what? I wasn't thinking so much from safety. I was looking for money. Like, wait, what's the avenue to cash in sports?
NBA. And,
I'm a punter.
Yeah, punter's not bad.
Yeah, good call.
I can see George. Oh yeah, no, punter. How about referee? Raise the kid to be a ref.
Yeah, but that takes a certain mindset, man. Can you take the crap? Can you take being yelled at, being called every name, and still hold your composure and not care? I know some people can't.
There's like urban legends that like there's SEC refs that have been brought up to like screw certain teams in the SEC and the English Premier League. People believe that. Referee plants, so to speak. All right, so we've got Kyle in Atlanta tuning in. He said, settle down with the Dodgers and the Yankees World Series. Said it was clearly going to be the Braves and the Yankees. And listen, I love you, Kyle, but you're in Atlanta and your team clearly would have choked before you even got to the World Series.
Yeah, don't you remember that Cardinals game? What's the score? Oh, yeah, first inning. It's 13-0. Oh, yeah, we'll turn you. That was
the Cardinals
a lot of fun.
Are still scoring. They're still playing. They never stopped playing. Like Georgia never closed due to COVID. That game is still going on right now. The Cardinals are still scoring on the Braves. I still cannot believe, guys, and for people who are unaware of this, that game happened 2 years, 8 months, and 3 days after the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
What a disaster.
Which is the biggest blown lead since coronavirus blew a 28-3 lead to racism. So,
pretty much, yeah.
28-3 is going to be remembered forever.
Great joke.
And I hate to be that guy right now, but I'll be that guy to lighten the mood. And I think this would be a good time to remind people the Warriors blew a 3-1 series lead, which is a very, very, very popular Twitter reference. I like to remind people that Toronto Raptors are actually the NBA champions, and they're going to be. So how about this? I'm sure the Raiders had a nice little scare seeing that Ruggs got hurt moving somebody. When I first saw Ruggs' engine, I'm like, oh, God, he get hit with, like, a rubber bullet in a protest
Here's another thing, Marenzi, before I get to Kurtz. You're in the NFL now, bud. Like, you don't play in Tuscaloosa. Like, if you came up to me and say, hey, Dad, I got to move an oven or, you know, let's take a look at this boat that's on let's put her in the lake. Like, I've done that stuff before, and it's things can happen. I'm telling you, once you start to make the money, that's what you hire people to do. You want to put the boat in the lake, you hire a guy. You want to do some work around the house, you hire a guy. Anything with sharp objects, you hire a guy. That's my take, Kurtz. What are you saying?
Oh, listen, I actually helped my brother move on Sunday. He moved from Hampton Guards to Little Neck, Queens. Not even that far. But, yeah, if I had the money, I'd have hired someone to help him move. Screw that. I hate moving people, man. Going up and down. So, I mean, it's Queens. You're living in a small house with steep stairs. There's like, and he lived on the second floor of one apartment and the second floor of another. I'm going to shoot myself. No elevator. No, hire somebody. You're a professional football player. Hire somebody.
All right, listen. Henry Ruggs. So basically, Las Vegas rookie receiver Henry Ruggs, the team's top draft pick, suffered a cut to his thigh recently while moving things into a trailer. I like what his father said. Kind of sounds kind of vague, guys. He was trying to move a trailer or something, move furniture or something, and the trailer just kind of pinned him against a car or wall or something. It's a lot of or somethings at the end of that.
Yes.
I'm sure the Raiders are on through because they can't go check this out for themselves, have a doctor look at it and make sure it's just not – it's not something that it is just a little cut, incision, whatever it is, that he didn't do some muscle damage to his quad.
Yeah.
Nothing. They're saying nothing major. Nothing major. So you know what, guys? I don't know. It's so. Guess what? It's a 100 days. 100 days away from right now. Cam.
NFL.
Yeah.
It's NFL, Cam. I'll answer the question for you.
The right word. The right answer was the end of the world, Kurtz.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. That one wasn't on the card. Is that considered D other? Because I didn't see it. Question.
No, 100 days, evidently, to the start of the NFL. Does it happen, Kurtz? 100 days from now, are we in a better place like that annoying truck commercial? Better days.
Better days.
It's the NFL. Days from now.
It doesn't matter. They're going to start. The NFL is starting on that Thursday night. They're not going to care. They're going to start. To them, it's the hell with everything and anything. They're going to start. Yeah, I think they start. I don't know if they finish, but I think they start unless, I don't know. There's another wave of this happening here. I think the what's going on, the public unrest will certainly stop in 3 months. So I got to think, unless COVID pops up again, I think the NFL starts. I'm just not so sure if they can go 17 straight weeks without a problem.
100 days from now, the National Football League is set to kick off. Thank you very much, George Kurtz. Get on the grid, George Kurtz. Kevin Walsh is going to step up and represent someone that's like 30 years younger than Kurtz. Bring it.
Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. Get on the grid. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Fun times with Colonel Kurtz kicking it with us on the program. Kurtz, always fun bringing it with him, although I like how we were talking NBA, and he really shifted gears pretty quickly into
He's
the
smart.
National Hockey League. We talked about the negativity around NBA, the NBA situation right now. It's too bad because I was really looking forward to a celebration. You know, the NHL sort of teased us with coming back, but there was nothing factual about it. It was just sort of, wow, we're hoping for this, we're hoping for that. The NBA has been putting everything together behind the scenes, dealing with COVID, and now this. Like I said, it's hard to like get, oh, hey, look, the NBA is going to be back. But by the time July 31st comes around, hopefully we're ready for some sports or ready for some basketball.
I hope so too, Gabe. And I don't mind the 22. We talked about Zion getting in there, but I got to give a lot of credit to NBA players stepping up. And we talked about this, like with Jordan in The Last Dance, he speaks out. But back then, guys didn't speak out. You know, they partied, they played, they made money, they had sex with women. Very few were, you know, guys who took on society and had anything to say. But Stevens is talking
sex
about
with women, Ken.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are still having sex, and they have a lot of money in their pockets.
And men.
Yes.
Not that
and men. And men. Equal opportunity sex people. Yeah, whatever you like, whatever floats your boat. I'm just going to say Stevens and Jay, like talking about Jaylen Brown. Great thing that he said today. He's going to make more of an impact after his NBA career because he's such a good guy. And he goes out in the communities and he talks. And a lot of these guys have actually marched and they deserve a lot of credit. That's all I'm saying, Gabe, is they're putting their money where their mouth is. And I respect that.
You know, it just sounds weird, though, that the NFL season would start in 100 days, which is actually before the NBA Finals would actually start.
Correct. Right? Exactly. Just, I know it's nuts.
Like they would start, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's just crazy that a new year would actually start with the Kansas City. All right, we got our second hour coming up. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.